Toronto Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits, and Jeff Beck with the Yardbirds from 1965, Heart Full of Soul, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. You don't have to be a lover of classic rock to know the name Jeff Beck. True, he was a rock innovator, but above all else, Jeff Beck was one of the world's most gifted guitarists, a guitar player's guitar player, loved and respected by everyone from Mick Jagger to Buddy Guy to Chrissy Hyde, who called Jeff the one true guitar hero. Jeff Beck died suddenly on Tuesday, and much of the music world is still reeling. Our guest is Eric Alper, award-winning publicist, musicologist, music commentator. Really good to have you here, Eric.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Eric, let's just begin by talking about Jeff Beck as a guitar player. What made him so iconic with that instrument?
I think, you know, really early on when he replaced Eric Clapton on recommendations from Jimmy Page to be in the Yardbirds, he really kind of set a course that nobody else had even thought of, which is that you can change styles of music and genres at your will. A lot of the classic rock artists, a lot of the greatest guitarists of all time that we talk about, people like a Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page or Eric Clapton or Robert Johnson, tended to just stay on one road, which was rock. Jeff Beck had no problem selling a couple of million copies of a blues rock album, and then the next album do complete jazz fusion instrumentals followed by electronica, and then doing a duet with Rod Stewart, Kelly Clarkson, India Irie, and more. So the fact that he never really stuck to one style of music, but made the instrument an absolute force, was something that I think that that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much love and devotion and attention to somebody like him, even though he didn't really sell a lot of records compared to the people that he performed with.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's talk about that, because really, everybody knows Eric Clapton's name, but unless you are in the weeds where great rock musicians are concerned, Jeff Beck might not be a familiar name, and he just never reached the popularity status in the, I guess, in the pop culture sphere in the same way that someone like Eric Clapton or Jimi Hendrix did, right?
Yeah, because he never really wanted to. He saw everybody's rise to fame, and he said that it was a really rotten place to be, and that he thought that maybe he would be a little bit blessed not to have that goal in mind. He really wanted to be a kind of unequal among unequals. He wanted to perform who he wanted to perform with, whether it was Tina Turner or Diana Ross or Kate Bush or Stanley Clarke. And his ability to do something like that gave him just a clear path to using that instrument to clear off his mind, to get the sound of his brain on tape, and never really looked at the pop chart. It's funny, because even the very first band that he was in with the Yardbirds, the minute that they started to have pop hits, he left. And, you know, that kind of led his kind of prickly attitude when it came to success, even though that he was incredibly well respected. I mean, he's won many, many Grammy Awards and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice as both a member of the Yardbirds and his solo work. But, you know, having the private planes and sold out concerts around the world in stadiums never really interested him that much.
It's so sad now when you hear about somebody dying at the age of 78, because that is no longer considered old. He passed away of bacterial meningitis. It was sudden. So all the people who loved him were not anticipating this news at all. And now we're hearing about people like Mick Jagger, Jimmy Page, Rod Stewart, who loved him so much. Well, Eric, what was he like as a person, Jeff Beck?
He was a really tough cat to kind of deal with, you know, and he will gleefully admit that, the fact that, you know, he had a lot of his musical choices were done based on the music rather than the glad handling of and backslapping of those very, very wealthy, mostly UK musicians. He had very much a wandering musical heart, which is why a lot of his projects ended up to be short lived. He didn't want to to stick around too often, but that allowed him to work with more and more people. And I think that that's what gave him a little bit of respect towards and in the music community, even though that, you know, that they're all incredibly sad that he's no longer here. Working with him was difficult for a lot of people, but you know, if you wanted the very best, sometimes you have to put up with that kind of mess and that kind of fuss.
And just speak to us very quickly, because we got to let you go. So many incredible artists have passed in recent months. We're talking about Jeff Beck, but Anita Pointer too, Freddie White from Earth, Wind & Fire, Shirley Eichardt, Christine McVie, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, I know every year it's the same thing, but it never gets easier to hear these names gone.
No, and what's amazing about it, going back to Jeff Beck, is once the internet started to happen in the 90s and 2000s, that's when his career really started to kind of take off in terms of the past, because the music never really left those platforms of Spotify or YouTube. So people dug a little bit deeper. So all these artists that are passing away, it's making big news thanks to social media, anybody that's really done anything, but also because we don't have to wait for a chance to go to the record store and hope that they have it. The music is right there, especially on stations like this, where you continue to play the greatest music ever. And unfortunately, you know, we're not getting older, but everybody else seems to be.
Yeah. Well, I love exactly. That thinking. Yeah. Eric Alper, award-winning publicist, musicologist, and music commentator, and above all else, our friend. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.